Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is Cleveland still a viable city? And is this region still viable for three teams? Obviously, the Browns draw well. The Cavs have drawn well at times. The Indians have not, comparatively to other baseball teams and within the market. The Indians drew well, obviously, in the 90s, especially the years that the Browns were not here, and then, you know, a little on either side of that. But basically, it was about the Browns being gone during a lot of that time. But besides that, the Indians' attendance has traditionally been poor, either before that and since then. It's never consistently been good. And so I guess the question I would have for you, the question I would have for the fans is, one, as we go into the future, do we believe that Cleveland can continue to support three teams? And if you believe not, then which would be the team that you would think would be more likely to go, the Indians or the Cavs? What say you on this?
The Indians.
But do you think one team has to go eventually?
No, I don't think so. But the Indians don't have an owner that is willing to spend, and if the attendance continues to drop and if the team doesn't get back, you know, to having that postseason success like they've had for the last several seasons, it's going to be tough. Like, Bull, if the Indians start winning 60, 70 games again, no one's going to go. What's the payroll going to be?
So, all fair questions.
You know?
All fair questions. The Indians from 2002 to 2006 didn't make. Let's look at the seasons where they had in recent years where they had really bad years, right? 2012, the Indians were really bad. The attendance was 1.6 million that year.
Mm-hmm.
In 2010 and 2009, the team was really bad, 1.4. In 2009, the team actually had 1.8 million, which is not bad. Which is the attendance in 2009. When the Indians won 65 games, was less than 200,000 less than this past season when they won 91 games. Unfortunately, the winning hasn't boosted the attendance as much as one would think. The attendance numbers from 95 really through 2002, even when the Indians won 74 games that year, were really good. They still had 2.6 million. But since 2002, the Indians have gone over 2 million fans four times, and only once in this recent stretch. You think about it. Since Francona has been here, the Indians have gone to the playoffs 4 out of 6 years. They've been over 500 6 years in a row, and only once during that time has the attendance been over 2 million, and that was barely over 2 million in 2017 when they finished with 2,048,000 for the year. I do believe, and maybe I'm, you know, kidding myself, I don't know. I do believe that Cleveland is a viable city to continue to have three teams. If you include Canton and Akron in the, you know, the area, which I think you should, right? Most people in Canton and Akron are, sure, Cleveland sports fans. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, of course.
That if you include that area, it's the fifth, as of 2 years ago, it was the 15th largest population in America. That's big enough for three teams. I do agree with you. If one team was going to leave, it would probably be the Indians and not the Cavs, because even though the Indians are much more steeped in tradition, I believe, in this town, you're talking about a younger fan base that cares more about basketball than baseball, much to my chagrin and the chagrin of people my age and older.
You think I'm crazy? But
yeah, I think you're out of your mind on this one, but go ahead.
Tell me, we'll take calls on it. It's fine. Like, I frankly think this town would have do better with an NHL team, attendance wise. Now it's not apples to apples.
Percentage wise,
I think so.
Attendance
yeah.
percentage,
yeah, I think so. You know, it's less games. It's indoor.
Yeah,
you're always going to get a perfect environment for from a fan base standpoint. Because like half these games early in the season, it's cold. Like April, yeah. and May, a lot of times it's bad weather.
Yeah,
fans don't go.
That's true.
You know, now this town did have an NHL team for 2 years back in the 70s, the Barons.
Yeah,
and then they merged with the Minnesota. Now they became the Dallas North Stars or whatever they are. But
they were the Minnesota North Stars.
Yeah, now they're Dallas.
Dallas Stars.
Dallas Stars. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I mean, I look at, and maybe I'm crazy, but hockey's big in this town. It's not big to us because we're not like hockey people.
Yeah.
But dude, the Monsters, they're I think second or third in attendance in the AHL. They draw 9,000 fans a game or 8,500 fans a game for a minor league hockey team.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I think you're nuts that hockey would do better.
They're drawing 350,000 fans in 38 games.
Yeah.
For minor league hockey.
Okay.
Is that not a lot?
You think the attendance would double if it was the NHL?
I think it might triple.
Come on now. Triple?
At least double.
The Cavs don't even get that much.
You don't think they'd get 16,000 fans a game at a home game?
No, that would be double.
Yeah, double. We couldn't triple because the arena is only 19,000, whatever it is. But
I'm not even sure it would double. I'm not convinced of that. I don't know.
I'm convinced if Cleveland, if Columbus, it don't even matter. Columbus was whatever, but like if Cleveland had a hockey team, I think they'd sell out.
After the first couple of years when it wasn't a novelty,
I think so.
I might agree with you early, but if the team wasn't good,
are the Monsters a novelty still?
Yeah, but there's a big difference between 8,000 fans and 18,000, 20,000 fans.
Sure, there is. It's minor league hockey, Adam.
I hear you.
There's a big difference between the Akron Rubber Ducks and the Cleveland Indians.
Sure, but there's no other option in Cleveland.
Understood.
In the area.
Well, you wouldn't have the minor league hockey anymore. You'd have.
I mean, what does Columbus do for attendance?
They do about 16,000.
Okay. I don't think there's, I mean.
They do 16 and change in Columbus.
I don't know, you know, in terms of percentage of tickets sold, is it possible that hockey would do better? I mean, maybe a percentage. Certainly they wouldn't sell more tickets because baseball stadium is bigger.
My point is, I'm not saying the Indians have to go away, by the way.
Yeah.
I think this town could have 4 pro sports teams, frankly. I do.
Yeah. I think it's possible.
You,
I don't know.
You do it, now. It's a minor league team. The fact that the Q's getting renovated. And it's already hockey ready. I mean, you just slide an NHL team because I don't think they're going to, but because that expansion, they added Vegas.
Right.
And I think Seattle's the other team that they're going to add.
Yeah. They're not adding a team here. I can't imagine.
They're not.
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think that.
But I think the NHL would survive here.
The idea, I just don't buy it. So you think hockey is more popular in Cleveland than baseball?
I think it might be close.
I mean, I guess we don't know. There's no way to know that
there's
for
no
sure.
Way to know that.
I find that hard to believe.
They're getting 8,500 people for minor league hockey.
Yeah, but it's not just like how many people are watching it on TV.
I don't even know.
The Indians have great TV ratings. Great.
Okay.
People watch the games like crazy. I think we're in agreement that Cleveland, there's no need for the Indians or the Cavs to leave Cleveland. But if Dolan did sell, that would be a concern. You'd be worried that maybe the new owner would want to move to Charlotte, or move to Portland, or move to Montreal, or move to Vegas. Who knows?
Yeah.
When we come back.
Thought Vegas wouldn't survive or be tough out there.
Yeah. Too early to know for sure.
All right. But people act like because it's a transient city that a pro sports team wouldn't thrive there. And the locals there love it. I mean, it's huge out there.
Yeah. I mean.
It's big.
I don't know if it would work for baseball. I'm not sure in Vegas. But certainly, I think Charlotte, Portland, and Montreal are viable baseball markets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.